But still. The 1-2, and Bornick swings in a hard ground ball over to Serene, who fields it up in the toss over to first as he gets Bornick for the third out. So the Raptors had two in scoring position. They get two hits, but no runs. We head to the top of the fourth. Raptors still lead 3-2. We'll step aside.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, Raptors lead 3-2 as Johnny Antrovitz will work on the mound once more. He'll fire on the first pitch, strike down low at Brady Katterhagen, 0-1. Had a fastball at 87 at Union Grove, Wisconsin. Katterhagen struck out looking his first time up. And the 0-1 from Antrovitz just up on the inside and can't find the zone at a fastball once more, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Top of the fourth, Antrovitz will look in, and he's up to 53 pitches now, two hits and two runs. Two strikeouts as well he's given up. Well, he's earned the strikeouts, given up the runs, and he'll work up on a 2-1 count up above the zone at a ball, 3-1. So three balls a strike, a lot of fastballs for Brady Katterhagen. Batting in the cleanup spot. And Antrovitz on the right side of the slab. The 3-1 up high in ball four. Katterhagen will take first. Leads off with a walk. He's the second batter walked. Last time was in the top of the first where Whitman led off with a walk. So Jared Hines in, struck out swinging. He's fell victim to one of two Antrovitz's strikeouts. And goes inside, and it looks like that clips the left elbow of Heinzen. He'll take first. So just like that, Heinzen to first, and now to second, Katterhagen. Dock Spiders with nobody down in business here at top of the fourth. Seth Sweetchick flew out to left. And the University of Nevada, Reno. So he plays for the Nevada Wolfpack. And Melbourne, Australia native, 23 runs, 22 hits, 16 RBIs, and a swing and a miss on a first pitch strike. And 0-1 got him on a fastball on the inside. And 0-1 is the count. So no balls, a strike. Antrovitz, two strikeouts, 57 pitches. And he'll set the 0-1 And there it is. Paints the zone again, 0-2. That just came across off the left shelf. So Heinzen at first, Katterhagen at second. Heinzen was hit by a pitch. Katterhagen was walked. The 0-2 is the count. Working in his Antrovitz up above the zone at a ball 1-2. So ball, two strikes. Antrovitz here looks on Zwicek. Steps high in the 1-2 on a check swing and just upstairs at a ball 2-2. So around the league right now, you have at Warner Park, you have Madison up 6-0 over Wausau, but Wausau has come storming back to tie it up at 6 apiece. So that helps the Rafters if Wausau can go on and end their 9-game losing streak. And as a pitch thrown in is checking off over at first, Heinzen gets back. But I'll tell you, Wausau, 6 unanswered runs. They've tied that at 6 apiece. So if they can win that game, Rafters can win this game. They'll put themselves in the driver's seat. I mean, lots of games left. Still about 10 after this, but still, that would be big. You always look around, especially this time of the season, and have to continue to get done what you can, and that's just continuing to win games. But Drew Berrigan swings and hits a high fly ball lifted into right center field. Gifford runs after it, and Lordoy makes the grab at center field. Now with two down. Looks like Zwicek struck out on that last pitch. And then a high fly ball from Berrigan in the right center. Lordoy had to charge over. So this brings up Jack Peterson here with two down. So now Peterson here batting in the eight hole. Flew out to left his first time up at the plate. Antrovitz will go to work. Throw it high for the ball, 1-0. Only coach today is field manager Doug Coe. He was out there throwing BP, and he's been the only one here on their coaching staff. Two down, the 1-0 and a swing and a miss. Okay. Count runs at one apiece. And a ball and a strike with two down. So Antrovitz here will set in and deliver high and paint the zone. Jarrett just up above. 1-2. He saw Peterson looking at a Trinity University in Round Rock, Texas. Antrovitz nearing his 66th pitch. Looking for his fourth strikeout. Runners on first and second. A 1-2 from Antrovitz, and a swing and a miss. Low. Johnny Antrovitz gets his fourth strikeout. Retires the side. No run score for the Dockspiners. Rafters still lead. 3-2. We'll step aside here on WFHR as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, three unanswered runs for the Raptors. They lead now 3-2 as Jack Gifford, who walked his first time up at the plate, he'll step in. So Wisconsin Rapids, two runs in the first, a run in the second. So now it's Jack Gifford's turn out of Cabrillo College from Santa Cruz, California. He's had one hit on five at-bats. And a first pitch breaking ball up high. That's 68 from Young. So Jacob Young, 58 pitches. Has allowed five hits, three runs, a walk, and a strikeout. And the 1-0 from Young, and a swing and a bouncer right into the glove of Young. Jogs on over to first, tosses it underhand into the glove of Sweet Chick for one down. So going away is Gifford. Kyle Carlson flew out to center. His first time up. So two away. Carlson 0 for 1 at a Piedmont College from Marietta, Georgia. And he'll see a pitch inside the zone for a strike. 0-1. So 0-1 count, one down. Carlson batting eighth in the order. Still a one-run ball game here in Wisconsin Rapids. And Young just can't work in there and throws it a little bit low at a ball, 1-1. Just brushes the right side. So one's across the board. Young sets the 1-1. And a swing and a low fly ball sliced into right field. But Heinzen's under it and makes the grab for two down. So back-to-back flyouts for Carlson. This brings up David Smigelski. Had a one-run RBI double into left field. It was off the wall. Brought Gifford home for the third run. So Smigelski's been the difference. One away, bottom of the order was Smigelski. Jacob Young has retired two straight batters, looking to make it three. And there's a curveball low on a 70-mile-per-hour just below the zone. 1-0 is the count. Two gone. Sets and serves. And there's a curveball again. This time it paints the zone, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. One away. On deck is the leadoff man, Ty Johnson. And the 1-1 to Smigelski fouls it left side near the rat trap. Beautiful sky, beautiful atmosphere here on this early August 3rd, on this Thursday evening. Time of the year where baseball is very much alive. Has been the entire summer, but fans definitely have shown out tonight. The 1-2 to Smigelski and swings and misses up top. Jacob Young records his second strikeout. We head to the top of the fifth. 3-2 Raptors lead. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of weather. West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning, 3-2, Rafters in front. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR on this beautiful Thursday night here in Wisconsin Rapids. So Johnny Antowitz will be back on the mound once more, has gone four innings, 66 pitches, has allowed two hits, two runs, two walks, but four strikeouts. As bottom of the order for the Dockspiners, Graydon West, who grounded out to shorten his first time up at the plate. And a guy that bats a 224 will now step in. So he's 0 for 1. As Fond du Lac, though, they got an early 2-0 lead in the top of the first. A two-run home run from Parker Knoll. And then Wisconsin Rapids followed up in the bottom half of that inning. A solo shot from Aiden Brewer. And then a solo home run for Brendan Bobo. He now leads the Northwood League in all-time home runs in total. And then David Smigielski had a one-run RBI double in the bottom of the second to bring home Gifford. So that's where we stand, as Antsovich will set in and throw low at a first pitch ball and a fastball at 87. So Graydon West out of Rice University, the Rice Owl from Katy, Texas, and swings and hits a liner into right field. That just stays fair on the right field line. Heading to second is West. He'll lead off with a double. So Graydon West, great start for him. And now we head to the top of the order with Paul Whitman. But West, his first hit of the day, and it comes at the right time. So the first double we've seen here for either side. So Paul Whitman walked and grounded out to first. That ball was inches away from going foul, just hugged that right field line. So now at second is West. Whitman out of West Texas A&M has had 11 RBIs this season. Shows bunt, but a wild pitch that goes behind Smigielski. Getting to third is West, and now he's 90 feet away from tying this game up at three. So a wild pitch, and now the count is 1-0. Runner at third, nobody down, Paul Whitman ahead here. Antsovich will set in and throw low at a fastball once more that sweeps the dirt. 2-0. So 2-0 count for Johnny Antsovich. Nearing his 71st pitch. Whitman the DH. And we'll see the 2-0 outside for ball three. So there's some action in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. It looks like a left-hander. Don't have the number on who that is yet. But we'll see how far Antsovich goes. And he'll set. Fire the 3-0 down the plate this time. 3-1. And a fastball that paints the right edge. So Whitman walked his first time up at the plate. He eventually got home on that Knoll two-run shot. So one of two Dockspiners to cross home plate. He'll see the 3-1. Outside for ball four, way up above the left corner. Whitman will take first. At third is West. And now runners at the corners for the Dockspiders. They have the leading run at first. So Jake Serrain now at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and the native of Lincolnshire, Illinois, flew out to right field and then followed up on his next at bat with a base hit. And he's up to 44 hits on the season, 29 RBIs. And Serain, the second baseman, who's been busy on the defensive side today. A lot of ground outs have gone his way, but he's been on top of them. He'll see at a first pitch ball up above the right corner at 87. So at first is Whitman, at third is West. The set high, the 1-0, and on his way to second was Whitman, but he'll have to retreat back to first as that was a foul. Back behind home plate, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Paul Whitman, second on the team in stolen bases. He has 12. So has been successful this year. Hantsevitz on the right side of the slab. He looks down low, kicks high in the 1-1, and there's a breaking ball that paints the right side. 1-2. That's 76 that time. So West started it off with a double. Got to third on a wild pitch. Whitman was walked. Nobody out. And Hantsevitz looks off over at first now. And sliding headfirst back is Whitman. Jake Serain, the right-hander. So righty on righty. Hantsevitz will go once more. He'll kick, look, the 1-2, and a swing and a ball lifted into center field. Lordoy is under it, makes the catch, and now darts home as he throws, but getting across is West. So tagging up, Graydon West. This game is tied up at 3. So Fond du Lac has scored for the first time since the first inning. And they strike once more here in the top of the fist. So now Parker Knoll, he'll step in with two down. So a sac fly RBI from Jake Serain. Knoll, his first time up at the plate, a two-run shot into left center. A guy coming into today batting a 423. Recorded his first home run in the first. One gone and fouled off right side. So no balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. So one down. Each team with three runs now. Fond du Lac has the leading run at first. And now Whitman will take second. The throw from Smigalski, the tag from Johnson, and he gets him. A late call from the first base umpire, Austin Stanton. And well, two down, no balls, a strike. The count runs at 1-1. So what a play there. Whitman took second, but on top of it was Smigalski to Johnson. And a 2-4 put out. And the 1-1 from Hantsevitz, and a swing and a miss low. And a strike that time, 1-2. A ball, two strikes, two down. Hantsevitz will go to work once more. Bounces in a wild pinch that goes above the head of Smigalski. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Fond du Lac has tied this game up at 3 apiece. Hantsevitz bends in low at the knee. He'll kick Kai, the fire. Swing and a miss. Knoll reaches out after it on the right edge. Gets caught swinging as this game is tied up at 3 apiece. The Oxbiners get home on a sac fly RBI from Serain, which allows to West to cross home plate. We head to the bottom of the fifth. 3-3 here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. Is someone's drinking troubling you? You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
So bottom of the fifth inning, this game is tied up at three apiece here on this beautiful Thursday night here in Wisconsin Rapids. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, I'll tell you, Fond du Lac has tied this game up in the top half of this inning as a sac fly RBI from Serene to bring in Graydon West, who led off with a double. So top of the order, Ty Johnson, who grounded out to second his first two times up at the plate. And setting in is Young and throws that low at a ball, 1-0. So Jacob Young, four innings, 67 pitches, has allowed five hits, three runs with a walk and two strikeouts. Young will go to work once more. Stands on the middle of the slab, and Johnson flies this away. Fouled off left field side and out of play. So Johnson, a guy that leads a team in hits, runs, at bats, and walks. Count runs at one apiece. Coming set and serving is Young. And Johnson grounds this off right side and near the right field line, but out of play. So a couple inches was really the difference with Graydon West. A double where he just pulled it near the right field line, stayed fair, and then got to third on a wild pitch and then a sac fly RBI. So this game is at three apiece. Young, the 1-2 to Johnson, bounces low. In for a ball, 2-2. So there is some action in the bullpen for Fond du Lac. We'll see who steps on, depending if Young will finish out this inning. Two balls, two strikes. The count is at two apiece. The 2-2 to Johnson, and again, fouled back behind home plate. So Ty Johnson, a 267 batter. Only in the bottom of the fifth, remind you, it was about 30, 35 minute delay. As the 2-2, and Johnson again pops it back behind home plate. So Johnson still working this count, staying alive. Count runs at two apiece. Young has given up five hits. Johnson looking to make it number six. The 2-2, and a swing and a bouncer once more fouled off right field side. This is good for Johnson and the Raptors getting up this pitch count. On deck is Aiden Brewer here, top of the order. Johnson, the left-hander. Young looks, serves, and popped out back once more. Another foul ball. So two balls, two strikes. A 3-3 game here, top of the fifth. Or bottom of the fifth, excuse me. Five hits in comparison to three, the 2-2. And fouled off the right ankle of Johnson, and he's hobbling. Taking his time off because he's slow to continue to walk, limping on that right ankle. That always hurts when you foul it off, especially your ankle. That ball comes shooting off the bat. But Johnson really working this count. And still taking his time. And a Flower Mound, Texas, headed to Baylor next season, has been here from the jump. And such a guy that Kirk Schreider raves about. Has a high baseball IQ. Can play almost any position in the infield. A great outfielder as well. And also a 267 batter. Two balls, two strikes. And a 2-2 to Johnson. Up above the zone at ball three. So now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Young looks in here on Johnson. Kicks high, the payoff. Outside for ball four. So Johnson doing his job. Working that count. He'll lead off with a walk. So Aiden Brewer had a home run and a strikeout looking. And Brewer one for two. You won when manager Doug Coe is going to pull Young up to 77 pitches. Only had two strikeouts. But the leading run for the Raptors is at first. Bobo on deck. Young will work in here on Brewer. And the first delivery paints the zone there on the right edge for a strike, 0-1. No one count. Raptors looking for their fifth straight win. They definitely have a ball game in front of them as that one is fouled, popped away, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Johnson at first was walked. That's the second walk Young has thrown. Aiden Brewer headed to UNC Greensboro next season. Previously attended Hillsdale College. And Young looks at second. Now comes set. The 0-2 outside. Johnson, who leads the team in stolen bases, was looking to take second, but now is back at first. So Raptors have been held scoreless since the second inning where they got a run. 1-2 is the count here, bottom five. At first is Johnson. The 1-2 from Young, and Brewer again fouled it away. So this is good, working the pitch count, getting it up for Young, making him more tired. So Aiden Brewer, the right-hander. And a ball, two strikes. Johnson at first. Young looks over there now. Will regather himself, sets in. And the 1-2 just outside on a breaking ball. Can't work the zone at 74, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. At first is Ty Johnson. Young. 82 pitches now. 2-2. Outside and again for ball three. So the count runs full here for Jacob Young. So right now, there's a potential. There could be nobody out with runners on first and second. One in scoring position, but Johnson right now stands at first. Brewer has a full count in front of him. Young. Looks, kicks, the 3-2, swing and a miss. And now the throw from Catterhagen way behind into the center fielder of Peterson. And now has trouble fielding it. Johnson gets to third. So going out is Brewer, but Johnson is at third. So now Johnson looks to be out as well. So he called both outs. So Johnson goes down also as well. Seems like maybe an interference on Johnson. That could have been the... I think that is the case because I think Johnson interfered with the second baseman, Serrain. That's the only conclusion I can come to, but Johnson is out as well as Brewer, who struck out swinging. So there was only one out with a runner on third, but now there's two outs and nobody on. Brendan Bobo is due up. A home run and a base hit. The all-important home run. Looks like there was a runner interference. That's the only thing I can come to with Johnson going out there. Because it looks like he collided with Serrain, who wasn't able to make that catch. But it also the throw from Catterhagen was a bit off. So interesting call from head umpire Nick Hudlow, the crew chief. So Bobo 2-for-2. A home run in the left center. Two down. And sets and serves as Bobo swings and hits a ground ball on the right field line. Yeah, that was odd there. I thought Johnson was going to be safe at third because he clearly was. But, yeah, that is the conclusion, and I think that is exactly what it is. Was Johnson interfered with the second baseman, Serrain. Rafters, unfortunate there. Dock Spiders catch a break. Jacob Young, 83 pitches now. Two strikeouts. And the 0-1 to Bobo. And sweeps in low at a breaking ball, 1-1. So ball and a strike. And Jacob Young, the ball behind his glove. He'll look in once more. He'll come set the 1-1 to Bobo and peppers the zone on the right side for a strike, 1-2. Huge game, but as whoever wins this most likely will jump in first because Wausau, 11 unanswered runs. They lead Madison now 11-6. So that's huge for the Rafters. They can just get it done here today. The 1-2 swing and a miss. Down low is Bobo. He strikes out the first time today. He's gone down. We head to the top of the 6-3-3 game here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth, Liam Jones will make his debut for the Raptors, the left-hander out of Crown College. And a guy that is a native of Green Bay, Wisconsin. So for Crown College this season, he had an 8.84 ERA, a 1-1 record, and 11 appearances. 19 in the third innings of work, he went on the mound, allowed 23 hits, 19 runs, and 16 strikeouts. So that last play, yeah, where Johnson was out, it was an interference actually on Brewer because he stepped in near home plate when Catterhagen was making the throw to Serrain. So he interfered with the throw. So that's where that out came from. Brewer already struck out swinging, so he already got out, but the second out there was an interference on Brewer. So Brady Catterhagen struck out looking and walked. He'll face Liam Jones making his debut for the Raptors. And a good start for him as he sees a zone with a strike, 0-1. So Jones, the left-hander, no balls, a strike, native of Green Bay. Jones sets the 0-1 out and away at a ball, 1-1. So ball and a strike here for Brady Catterhagen, the catcher. 0-1. The count runs at 1 apiece. The 1-1 and a check swing low, but in for a ball. So Fond du Lac tied this game up at 3 in the top half of the fifth, where a sac fly RBI from Serrain to bring home West, who started it off with a double. So two balls, a strike here on Catterhagen, and a swing and a high fly ball slicing into left center field. Lordoy tracks it down, and this goes off the wall. Bounces off on his way to second. Catterhagen leads off with a double. So Brady Catterhagen, it's his turn to lead off with a double. Back-to-back innings with a leadoff double. This time it goes into left center. So Catterhagen, good start for him. That puts the leading run 180 feet away at second. Jared Heinzen struck out swinging and was hit by a pitch. So not the start Jones would have liked. But nonetheless, he's going to have to look to respond. So Johnny Ancervitz went 5 innings, 82 pitches, allowed 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, but 5 strikeouts. Jones goes to work. You're up and above the zone at a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Jones sets, fires, swing and a miss there on Heinzen. Heinzen, a native of Kenosha, Wisconsin. On a Wisconsin park side. Heinzen 0-1. Jones sets and serves. And swing and a miss again on Heinzen. Reached after that upstairs. Fond du Lac up to 4 hits now. And they're looking to threaten once again. On deck is Sweet Chick. Jones hoping to follow this up with a strikeout. The 1-2 to check swing. And just paints the zone. Strike 3. Dunko can't believe it. Going down is Heinzen. As Liam Jones records his first strikeout of his debut here for the Raptors. Dunko a little bit frustrated with that. But nonetheless, Heinzen goes down. So Seth Sweetchick flew out to left, struck out swinging. One gone. Jones will go to work once more. On Sweetchick, low of the zone at a ball at 80 miles per hour on a breaking ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count for Liam Jones. 4 hits for the Dock Spiders in comparison to the Raptors' 5. The 1-0 from Jones. Outside again at a ball, 2-0. A lot of flyouts this game for both sides. Guys making decent contact, but not able to watch him go down. So a 2-ball count for Sweetchick. So the first baseman, he'll see the 2-0 now. And there's a strike, 2-1. One gone. 2-1 is the count. with one down. You have Catterhagen at second. A high fly ball sliced into left center field. That's where he got a double. And the 2-1 this time from Jones. Popped out backside. And Sweetchick a little bit shaken up after that. Looks like he hit it on the inside of the bat and lost his footing there. 2-2. So this would be a good response for Jones after his first batter he faced started with a double. So the Nevada Reno product, he'll see the 2-2 now. Swing and a miss. Jones gets him on the outside. Back-to-back strikeouts. And now this brings up Drew Berrigan. So Heinzen struck out looking. Sweetchick struck out swinging. Berrigan, both flyouts, one to center and one to right. Out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical from Tribuco Canyon. A batting at 156, 14 RBIs. And outside there, Jones on the first offering for a ball. So Doc Spiner is looking to get in front in this game. Rafters looking to put it to a halt. One away, the 1-0, and a swing and a liner that goes away from Jones, bounces off his leg, and Berrigan gets the first. So now runners at the corners, a hit there for Berrigan, and this brings up Jack Peterson. So now the leading run 90 feet away. Jones may have been fortunate to see that hit his right leg, because if that goes possibly behind him, that could get through the middle and possibly a runner scores. Actually wasn't the worst scenario there. As Peterson 0 for 2 with a strikeout, the left-hander. Out of Round Rock, Texas. And fouls this off the right side of the bat. Into the back track, 0-1. So at first is Berrigan. At third is Catterhagen. Two down. Jones lifts high the leg and throws above at a ball, 1-1. A ball and a strike. Two down. Fond du Lac knocking on the door near top of the six. Jones with two strikeouts, 17 pitches, but has given up two hits. The 1-1. And fouled back behind home plate on a pop fly. 1-2. So one more strike for Liam Jones. This would be big in his confidence. Seems like Jacob Young's day is done. So it'll be interesting to see who they bring in. Jones on the right side of the slab. Looks at first. Lifts high the leg. And the 1-2 up above the zone. Ducking is Peterson. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two down. And the count runs it two apiece. Runners on first and third. Catterhagen 90 feet away, the 2-2. And low the zone for a ball, 3-2. So a big pitch here. Two straight balls for Liam Jones. And the count runs full. Graydon West is on deck. On first, Berrigan. At third is Catterhagen, each with a hit. Two strikeouts for Jones, looking to make it number three. One away, the payoff from Jones. And a swing and a liner into right field. That drops next to Gifford. On his way home is Catterhagen, rounding second, heading for third is Berrigan. And then a RBI double for Jack Peterson. He'll take second. Doc Spider's in front. So a one-run RBI double on a payoff pitch with two down for Jack Peterson. Fond du Lac has retaken the lead. Two unanswered runs. So Graydon West is due up. Had a double his last time up. Rafters fortunate not to see another run get home. But West 1-for-2, had a double into right field, his second time up. Jones sets in high and throws above at a ball this time, 1-0. So 1-0 count, two down. Fond du Lac in front 4-3. They've out hit the Rafters 6-5. And Jones lifts in the 1-0 and a swing and a ball popped up into shallow right center. Looking after it is Johnson and makes the catch. But the Dockspiders, another run. They lead 4-3 now. They've retaken the lead. We head to the bottom of the six here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 62. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, highs around 86. 60 tomorrow night, cloudy. High of 84, Saturday, under overcast skies. 78, Sunday, chance for scattered thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Fond du Lac now in front 4-3. What a game we have here on this Thursday night in Wisconsin Rapids as Madison currently down to Wausau. They've gave up 11 unanswered runs. They were up 6-0 in the first inning. And then Wausau has 11 unanswered. They lead 11-6 in the bottom of the eighth. So with a Madison loss and a winner of this game, we'll take sole possession of first place. Still at least about 10 games to go for the Rafters, but still. I mean, this has major implications. Each game matters at this point. So Orlando Lordoy will lead off. He'll face a new pitcher, Hunter Davis. And Davis, a guy at the University of Incarnate Word. And the right-hander with a quick fastball and peppers the zone. So a guy that's had eight games, appeared in 11 and a third innings of work. 16 hits, 18 runs allowed, but nine strikeouts. So appeared against the Rafters back on July the 2nd as Lordoy gets hit with a wild pitch into his right ankle. He'll take first. So Lordoy to first. That puts the tying run on base. So a good start. Lordoy looks to be okay. And Anthony Gallison flew out to right and grounded out to the pitcher. It's the second time Davis has played against the Rafters. July the 22nd, he went an inning, a walk, and a strikeout. So game far from over. Fond du Lac's pitching has been questionable at times. So Davis, a 14.29 ERA, as he throws outside at a ball 1-0. He's faced 70 batters. So a guy that made his debut on June the 17th against Wausau. And Gallison flies it back behind home plate into the netting, 1-1. But the Dockspiders at least a run in the past two. They like these low-scoring games with the Rafters. That's where they feel most comfortable, when they can get into a defensive battle. Offensively, you know, they're not great, but they find ways to stay in games. This team has a lot of heart. Rafters has the 1-1 foul back again into the plate of And into the glove of Catterhagen, 1-2. So ball, two strikes. Count runs at 1-2. At first is Lordoy. Davis looking for his first strikeout. He'll set high and throw low at a ball, 2-2. There's another fastball from Davis. So two balls, two strikes. Lordoy at first. Gallison 0-2. Three home runs, 16 RBIs from the Colts Neck, New Jersey native. And out low for a ball, 3-2. And once again, there's another fastball. Can't find the zone. So right now, one ball away from putting runners on first and second. Lordoy at first. And the 3-2, and a swing and a high fly ball into right field. Heinzen's under it and makes the grab. So Gallison, decent contact, but just wasn't able to see that get down. So James Bornick now grounded out to second. Both times he's been up at the plate. So the left-hander will step in. Lordoy remains at first. One gone. Lordoy hit by a pitch. As there comes down a plate for a strike. The 0-1 is this count. Hunter Davis, a second pitcher out of the bullpen. Jacob Young went five innings, 86 pitches. And Davis goes to work on a swing and a miss. Outside again, 0-2. Five hits, three runs he allowed, but three strikeouts. He also walked two batters, so the Fairmont State product, decent day for him. Two away. Davis, the 0-2 to Bornick. And on the inside and a ball, a fastball at 85, 1-2. On deck is Jack Gifford. Two straight ground outs for Bornick. Looking to have a different result this time. A ball, two strikes. Davis the 1-2. And once again, trying to brush that right side of the zone. And in for a ball, 2-2. Lordoy at first. Tying run at first. Leading run up at the plate. Here, bottom six. A 2-2 from Davis, and Bornick fouls it off his right ankle. That was a breaking ball at 70. So the native of Louisville, Texas, has walked the same amount of batters as he's given up runs. Bornick, a little shaken up. He'll step back into the zone. Into the batter's box, a left-hander. One down. The 2-2 from Davis, and a swing and a liner into the glove of Serene at second. Throws it over to Catterhagen. Brady, over Bear again, and now throws to first. So Serene to Berrigan, and over to Sweet Chick, but Berrigan couldn't get there. Two down. So getting to first in time was Bornick, but a missed play there from Serene. Just threw it a little bit behind Berrigan. Two down. Swing and a miss at Gifford on the first pitch strike, 0-1. No one count. At first is Bornick. Got on base on a fielder's choice. Gifford walked and grounded out to the pitcher. Two down. The 1-1 from Davis. Down the plate for a strike. 1-2. A ball, two strikes. two down. Jack Gifford out of Santa Cruz, California. It's his turn to step up. Bornick at first. And the 1-2 breaking ball peppers the zone. Looks like for strike three.